But yeah, what's going on, everybody? This week's episode, and I think we're up to episode 6.
Yep.
Yeah, we got a beautiful lady named Camille, beautiful singer, natural hair, and you see I'm rocking my natural hair shirt today and stuff like that. It's natural to be natural. I'm going to get back on that and everything. I kind of, like, fell apart on that. That was a natural hair photo blog where we took pictures of females with natural hair, and then when they sat down and they shared their journeys and everything with us about going natural and stuff like that. I need to get back on it with somebody come and swipe that idea, because you know how we do around here.
Yes.
But ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful woman over here, that's Camille. Let me fix the camera a little bit.
Oh, is this is on me?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
There we go.
Can I?
She gave us the hay.
Yeah.
And everything.
It's weird. The camera. It's cool though.
Yeah, but I mean, you could just look at us and everything, you know, and stuff. I mean, look at Prina more than me, because Prina, you know, look better than me and everything and stuff like that. So tell us a little about yourself, dear. After you get done chuckling.
About me. Music. That's kind of my thing. I think that's kind of why I'm here. Absolutely love it. This year I'll be creating an EP. I guess what we call an EP because it's less than a certain number.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So it's like about 5-6 songs, something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be about 5 or 6 songs that I absolutely have just fallen in love with, and I'm just ready to put out. I'm kind of tired of talking. So.
Okay. So how long
you
been?
In general.
How long you been singing, dear?
I don't know, forever.
Right? Oh, you want?
I think every singer says that
the hairbrush and everything. You know how she had the hairbrush, singing in the mirror and everything, thinking you Janet Jackson.
No, actually,
like
I remember singing Mariah Carey, and my mom was like, "Hey, just remember to hit the lower notes. Like, you sound better hitting the lower notes." And I remember her saying that, and I was like, "I will never ever hit a high note again."
Why don't you go ahead and high like them low notes real quick.
Yeah.
See how those low notes is doing.
I got scared. So I stopped singing all high notes. Mm. All high notes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, checking out your little your resume. It's not little by any means. It's not little. I mean, wow. You're from Philadelphia. Born and raised.
Yeah.
How the hell did you relocate to Delaware? Was it family, job, stuff like that?
I kind of just left home.
Mm. And you went to Cab Calloway School of the Arts.
I did, yep. I left home, wound up going to live with my sister, went to Cab Calloway, and I think that was like probably the best thing that could have ever happened at that time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it put me in a space where I was around music like 24/7, and I was able to kind of like fall in love with it a bit.
That's a beautiful thing and everything.
What are you chuckling about?
Now, your mother is a pianist and singer.
Yeah.
Okay, so
she plays the keys. Her twin brother actually plays the sax. Her dad played the piano, the trumpet. So it was like a huge musical family.
So your whole family was just musical. So you was destined to be in this somehow.
I think so. Yeah, my uncle Jackson. Used to play the he still do. He played the bass. Uncle Richard played the bass. Yeah.
Okay, you the only child?
No. Ooh, it's like 5 of us.
Are they singers and
everything? Pop, 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 pop.
She said pop, 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 pop.
Told you it's my child.
Pop, pop. But did you see, I'm sorry, I didn't have the camera on you. She had them hand signals. She was on some old like, yeah, that's 5 of us. Pop, 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 pop.
They was. It was just popping them out. I don't know. No condoms.
Wow.
Sorry.
So she basically,
oh, no, we get worse.
She basically was on air saying, my dad pull-out game is garbage. Garbage.
That is so horrible.
That's crazy.
Just in case this ever come back up, Dad, I apologize. Oh. I apologize. Okay.
Your daughter put that in the street, brother. Now, what was your first performance and everything? Like, your first major performance. I mean, talking like when butterflies and all that cool stuff going on.
My first?
When you considered your first, I know we have like talent shows and skating rinks and stuff like that. The first one you collected a check.
Oh, okay. So that was at, that's a big difference.
With
nerves, right? That's the first one with your nerves.
When you said collected check, she's like, oh yeah, that's a whole different
thing. Yeah,
like,
I was going to say something different.
But,
so that would have been in New York at Summer Stage, I think. Was that my first? I think that was my first like major.
Yeah, because I'm looking at your resume. It says you did Summer Stage in Harlem, Queens, and Bronx.
3 times.
Wow.
But that was like, I think that was like in one summer almost. When
yeah, it was
one
like, or it two was. It was like in like,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
like
4 weeks.
Back to back to back. Yeah.
In like a month.
So like 4 weeks, so she hitting
we
all the pearls and stuff.
We went back
it
and forth.
It was decent. It was decent.
It was.
How did you meet this one? I mean, you said, you know, she used to watch you or stuff
yeah.
like that, but, you know, when you have Prina working on your team, Prina's like 110%, you need to handle your business. Like, she is no nonsense. She loves the joke.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, she loves the joke and smile and all that, but when it comes to handling business, Prina's
yeah,
like, look, I am no
it.
Nonsense.
She's about it.
Because you're not going to make my name look bad on anything.
Yeah.
Prina would look right in the camera and be like, anything. You're not going to make my name look
stop
bad.
Stop it. I'm not that bad.
I never did. So soundstage, huh? I mean, summer stage. <either. laughs>
How did I meet her, though? Back in a group, back in high school, there was a group called Visage. It was three of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to sing, Mary and Leah. And I don't know, Leah kind of put it all together. We wound up going to, or they wound up going to some sort of studio or something. It was like, hey, Camille, you got to check it out. So I wound up coming down. They had already introduced themselves
that's
to
right.
you.
You weren't with
right?
them.
I wasn't with them the first time.
So wait a minute.
So they came back and got
they
me.
Were on the tennis courts behind the studio that I own. They were on the tennis courts. They saw the sign that said recording studio. So they just stumbled through.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's how that, yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
They, yeah. And then they told me, they were like, we got to bring Camille back here. Can we come back? Like, sure.
And I think we sung for you that day. Like,
yes.
On the spot together. I don't remember,
What song? You don't remember
the
song?
No. Probably some gospel.
I was hoping
Leah
to
get
it. Always
it was.
Leah used to love gospel.
What's that song? We talked about it yesterday.
Amen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was Amen. And they killed it.
Oh, you?
No. Total Praise.
Total Praise. That's what it's
called. Okay.
We'll lift. Yeah, yeah. And then I would
yes.
do the bass. I would do the bass.
Because your mom said stay away from the high.
My mom always said stay away from the high.
But her range is from like here to here.
So I was scared of it for a long time. Leah used to tell me my two voices sound different. So, whatever.
Yeah, that's how that happened.
I'm over
So all the songs they sang a gospel song to you?
Yes.
And the heavens ain't open up?
And she fell in love.
You are so wrong.
She fell in love.
I'm quite sure God would have been like,
my baby.
Not with that one.
Whatever time.
That's
they were from my babies from that point on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they started out as a trio.
So you're working on an EP or what? We had a little visitor
coming. Oh,
yeah,
it was a little fly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it got a little warm, so, you know, lightning bugs and everything coming in and stuff. I know how Prina don't like them creatures, so.
Stop it. You don't do bugs.
Yeah, Prina don't do bugs or lazy men. So you, just so you know.
Thank you.
So if you're a lazy man, don't you go the other way. She's she not
very
for
true.
That.
Very true. Very true.
She's definitely not for that.
We just talk about it.
So you solo now. I know you said you were with the group, but now you're just totally solo.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You doing your own songwriting and everything?
Yeah, I do pretty much all of that.
Are you playing any instruments on there?
No, I used to play the piano and the trumpet, but I don't play anymore. Mm-hmm. I would love to pick it back up, but I think we all say that once we get
not even
time.
When you're doing, like, composing a song? Because I know some people, they may not play on their album, but they have, like, a guitar or a piano or something
mm-hmm.
while they're composing.
I would love
like
to
that.
Eventually get to that. Right now, no, though. So right now, kind of my thing is I'm looking for different tracks and different musicians. So I actually
mm-hmm.
found this guy named Joe who plays the piano. So tomorrow we're actually getting together to do some music for me
mm-hmm.
that I started.
Well, that's what's up. That's
yeah.
What's up. Yeah, but we need you to get back on them keys and stuff like that. That way when you wake up and you got that melody in your head, you can go right to the lab and go to
and
work.
I
instead
do it myself.
Instead of being like, Joe,
week. Hey, can
yeah.
you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Be like, Joe, fa la 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 la.
No, you're so right. You're so right. And I get passionate about that. So I don't think it's anything but just an excuse why people
mm-hmm.
don't do it. They don't find the time. Or they don't make it important enough. And so I'm no different.
Your voice is awesome. Somebody in the crowd asked, do you write all your own songs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, everything is either inspired by something that happened in my life, right, or my family's life. So that's normally how it go.
And one of our viewers said you was bouncing on the track while keeping your vocal quality. That's a beautiful thing.
I wish I knew what that meant.
kind of like
has a lot
just...
of control. Camille, she does. She does have a lot of control. I think she's hard on herself She, like, she ain't even see it. Like, what you mean by that, though? Dancing, you have a lot of control.
Dancing on the track. Like, yeah. So meaning it was even.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, thank like, you.
Yes.
Thank
you.
That
control.
Ah, oh, sweet.
Yeah, it was just letting me know. Sorry about the little audio dropout. I don't know what was going on and stuff. But like I said, we still experimenting and everything. So hopefully I'll be able to fix it in post by the time it gets up on the podcast and everything. But yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Got a favorite song right now? Not necessarily one that you wrote, but like right now, what artists are moving you right now?
Miguel. Okay. I don't know. He's killing it to me right now. I might mix up the names, but like Pineapple Sky, Skywalker. Yeah, he got some real like dope joints out right now that you I just love.
The sad part is that I used to really like Miguel until this one girl I was dating broke my heart, and she's a big fan. Yeah. So now every time his name come up, it just be you know reopening the wounds and stuff.
He's so emotional.
But it's connected to a feeling. But it was a good feeling at one point. Right?
So she kicked you to the curb.
Yeah, she said, she said she liked the smart ass talk, but she didn't like the emotional talk. So when I was being disrespectful and smart mouth, she loved me to death. But the moment I wanted to hold her hand and told her how to feel, it scared her. But
yeah, the emotional talk is a bit.
Yeah. I'm starting to find that out.
But isn't that your balance, though?
Yeah, I have to figure that balance out. But one thing I can say, she can't undo me. So I'm on the list.
You stupid. Get your beetle.
It's a ladybug. It's a ladybug. Because I was trying to grab her so I could toss her over your way. Oh, see, you flick out.
You trying to make me flip a table if you don't
I'm
stop
just saying,
it.
It's just a ladybug.
I'm scared of bugs. Why is he messing with me, y'all? He knows I'm scared of bugs. All things creepy and crawly, including creepy men.
Mm. Oh my God. Shit, you surrounded by them. You know, like Delaware's just lurking with them. So, Miguel. So, how about a song then? I'm trying to stay on track.
You started it.
I know.
Let's talk about these Delaware men. Where they at?
You know what?
Where they at, though?
You don't want to look for them leaving room.
You know what?
I'm just saying, where are they?
I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Yeah. Like,
there's a lot.
I see a lot.
I truly believe there's a lot of good people.
Yeah. Is that?
The ladybug. I'm going to catch her when she hop on there and just be like, oh, here you go, Prina. But I believe there's a lot of good people. It's just that the saturation of negative and bad people are so great that it's difficult to bounce into somebody that is a kindred spirit. You know, you're bouncing to somebody that ain't about shit more than whatever. And I think it has something to do with there's really no mature place where people want to hang out and everything. You know, but they out here, though.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be out here. So because if I'm out here, then...
Because these guys, you know, that I'm cool with, they be like, yo, man, where the good women at? I'm like, yo, man, you know. They here, but nobody goes out. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is there to do, you know?
I think when you go out, most of what's out, and right. I don't want to offend nobody, but it'd be trash, and you just...
You ain't got to offend.
I just feel like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's just it's a mess, so...
So we got somebody in the chat asking, what is your biggest musical inspiration of all time?
Of all time? I don't know. I like Whitney Houston because she got a big mouth. She got literally a mm-hmm. big mouth, but then it has that big voice behind it too, you know.
She didn't kill the Whitney
covers
too.
Yeah, oh, she killed like a couple Whitney covers?
It's hard to mess with Whitney.
Like, she's a beast.
It's hard to mess with Whitney.
You're right about that.
It really is.
So, like, my biggest inspiration, yeah, it would definitely be Whitney. I know she's the go-to, but her and maybe Layla Hathaway or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Layla Hathaway fan, so I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Layla get all my duckets when she comes to town.
It's her emotion behind it. Like, she's not afraid to be herself regardless.
Right.
And I just absolutely adore that.
Kind of goes back to that song you wrote. You wrote a song called Misfit.
She wrote a song called Misfit.
It's called Misfit, man. Yeah.
What's it about?
Being a misfit.
It's being a misfit. Or what people perceive you as being a misfit because you don't fit the mold or you don't do what they expect you to do. Some of this could probably comes from like us trying to force a stylist on her. And
it could be.
I mean, she's rebelling.
Honestly, that's probably why I've run. Honestly, right? I've run from music for so long. Like, all right, people hear me and they're like, "Oh, you're really, really good. Like, you're like my top for people who aren't signed. Like, why aren't you signed?" Well, I think if I'm honest, like, I think I keep running from it. If I'm, you know, for real, for real.
And you not, you don't seem like to be the one that wants to be put in a box or something. Like, somebody come on and be like, "Oh, she's too R&B. Oh, no, she neo soul. Oh, she got a little pop feel." Be like,
that.
"No, I just sing."
She hates
And whatever song I'm singing,
is what
you
it
know,
is at the time.
Because, like, I'm sitting here listening to you sing, it kind of reminds me of something I read in that new Quincy Jones interview where he was like, "Yo, the singer is just the messenger. But the song is the message, yo." But Quincy went in on
it. I know, and I've been avoiding. I've avoided
Quincy,
watching that. I don't want to see
Quincy
it.
Was like,
"Where
I'm 85 years old.
Where
I'm
is
out.
It? I'm going to watch it tonight."
He spilled it.
Where is it? Is it like on YouTube or something?
It's, if you just Google Quincy Jones interview, it'll come up in two different ones. They say the one, I think, on Vulture was the one he went more hardcore on.
Oh, I can't.
But yeah, he was dropping dimes. Like, Michael Jackson was stealing songs.
Yeah,
and
he did.
You know, the Beatles fucking sucked. He basically said, "Yo, them motherfuckers can't play nothing."
He did. He went all the way in.
He was talking about Ray Charles and
But what does that mean, though? I mean, that means we're okay with kind of going towards that label, that definition, what's already clearly cut, easy to understand, and anything that's outside of that, we really don't gravitate to. But what does that say about the state of where we are? I don't know. I ain't trying to get political or nothing, but that's kind of what that is, ain't it?
The state of music could be a fickle thing because, for one, a lot of people, especially those of us that were born in the 70s, we need to get out of that whole, "This is the way I heard or got my music." It's not the radio anymore.
Right.
People need to really, like, if you on social media, you really start embracing and start sharing songs with people, because I'm definitely guilty of it. Like, I got songs on my playlist that was out 10 years ago, and I never even knew about them. It's just, you know, how every now and then Pandora slipped that one in there, and you're like, "Oh, that shit, all
right." And I love that,
you be
right?
Like, "Damn, 2004? What the hell was I doing? I was listening to the Hot Boys."
Although, I will admit, though, like, I mean, I like what I like, and some of this stuff is just not up to par. I feel like I'm being cheated.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Verses and a hook, and you grunting, and do half of it. I got a problem with that.
Right, my boy Jarrell said.
And the price of music hasn't changed. It hasn't dropped.
As far as Whitney Houston, he's like, pre-crack Whitney, even post-crack Whitney, she was on point.
Both.
She was.
Killed it. It didn't matter.
Yes, she was.
Now, do you sometimes get discouraged when you hear a new song by somebody and you be like, "How the heck did this person achieve this level of..."
Do I get discouraged?
Yeah.
No, that's inspiring to me. Like, quite the opposite. Right. Like, I feel like if they're doing it and that's their level of excellence, right? Or maybe that's their level right there, right where they are, then no. Imagine if I actually stopped running and actually did this.
So you take the positive route and be like, "Okay, if they do it, it's a lane for me."
Why not?
Okay. That's good, though. You know what I mean? Because I know I'll be... Sometimes I go Petty Pablo, be like, "Yo, this one..."
That's too much weight for me. Like, that's too much weight to carry. I pass.
That's what's up. Folks, I done learned something today. That is too much weight to carry. I pass. And you know what? And so if you start hearing me say that, Camille coined that. Because, like, my boy Jarrell, he the one that, you know, helped me, you know, let them be great. So, you know, I understand
that.
Still
working on it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely still working on it.
Still working on it.
But I'm going to start be like, "Nah, that's all right. I pass."
Yes, everything.
Nah, I pass.
Anything that don't fit into your, you know, your perception of yourself.
He said, "People have a perception of what art is, and that's when it disappoints." Yeah, Jarrell.
Who said that?
Jarrell. He was one of our guests when we were talking about relationships, but he's a close friend of mine. He also has a podcast, I believe it comes out on Wednesday. Jarrell, if you can put that information up in the comments, because you always text me, and, you know, I have a PC and I have an Apple phone, so I can't send the texts over to the screen like the rest of y'all guys do and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you can put your podcast information in the notes and everything, I'll go ahead and share some love on that. But, Yeah, because, like, you know, he's got a point because, you know, you hear stuff and it's like, wow. But I understand there's a lane for everything. I just think that the powers that be are a little too stingy with applying, you know, like, sharing the space. It's like everybody doesn't have to sound like the same. Because take it from me. I don't like mumble rap, but I ain't going to lie. If I'm at a bar... And I got like the third shot in me.
Yo, that beer, mumble rap.
I be in that mumble rap. You know what I mean?
Love it.
If you try to play it in the car, I'm like, oh no. No, negative Batman.
Why? Because you're no trying to combat something. You about to go to work. You about to do something, right?
Yeah.
You got to change your mindset.
You right.
Not you.
Mm-mm, not at all. I've never been at that low point to enjoy mumble rap.
Now, being a...
I just don't.
Now, Camille, being a singer and songwriter, have you ever had a situation where somebody you had feelings for wasn't fully supportive of your journey?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody that I get around becomes supportive of my journey. But again, I put it all on me. I'm normally the one that'll... be like, too much pressure, get off me, and then I run.
I'm loving this whole honesty thing.
So you got Karina in your corner, so you ain't running now.
I mean, no, this whole time, no, I really was. We start up, momentum gets going, then we start getting some.
Why do you think you do
names.
That?
My own perception of myself. I don't know, maybe was thinking too highly of myself or thinking it would be too much pressure or too much. I think, you know what it is? Yeah. Self-discovery, right? The responsibility. When you sing or you're in the public eye, that is a scary looking place. And honestly, I didn't feel like I fit the image or the mold that would ever be able to fit into that. Mm-hmm. And so I just ran from it. And still to this day, I still don't think that I fit into the standard of what a typical singer would look like or do. So I just ran from it because I knew I didn't fit, which is kind of cool because I knew I didn't fit, so I just didn't want to place myself there.
I could do it.
But at the same time, we should kind of embrace those fears,
it's
right?
Kind of why I gravitate to independent artists and artists who want to remain independent. And Squabbles is in that same space. And I talked to both of y'all. Yeah. Like, Camille, she's a part of that team. Like, mm-hmm. We went to Ohio together, all of us. Yeah. that car ride, man. But it's kind of, I mean, I think that's kind of the reason why I gravitate to independent artists. Because, you know, we don't have to fit necessarily in any kind of box.
Right.
I know the level of talent that we work with.
I love that.
Like, and we know this is it's exceptional on its own level, in its own right. And that's a good thing. I mean, I was talking to somebody just last week, and I told them, I was like, you know, the difference between now and when I first started this, like when I first met y'all, is all we knew is to chase the labels and chase the A&R people and whatever they said you did, and you jumped through the hoops. And now it's like, A&R who? I mean, because we now, obviously they don't have the value that they had anymore.
Nah.
The record labels don't have the value that they had anymore outside of being able to put their name, you know, as an imprint on your project. That's about all.
But
the
you don't need it anymore. Like,
you
it's
don't.
Not necessary.
You don't. The internet has pretty much taken that need away.
Yeah.
Yo, isn't that crazy how that happened?
That is wild.
Like,
ain't that beautiful?
A&R cats used to be buying the biggest houses and used to have the biggest attitudes. Now it's
people
like
sending them stuff.
Yeah.
And all kinds of craziness.
There's still a group of people that's still chasing it. Like,
oh, of course,
because
they don't. Man. They don't have any idea. Like, I think it's because they just haven't. I don't know. Experienced certain levels to understand that. They're not needed. They're not going to give you. You're not getting a signing bonus.
Uh-huh.
They're not developing you. They're not putting any marketing money into you.
Nah.
If you don't have a huge following already, mm-hmm. Like.
But I mean, I get the logic behind it. If I have this big name pushing this little name, you know what I mean? Only going to do is make me hotter.
Yeah.
You know, so I get the logic behind it.
But they won't even get to that point if you don't have the following.
Right. Yeah, because, like, it seems like everybody blowing up off of social media. Like, you know, I keep hearing that girl Cardi B name a lot. And I'm like, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not what you would say a fan of her music. I've listened to some of her stuff. And It hasn't made, like, you know, me cringe or anything like that. I thought it was kind of catchy and bouncy for what it's worth.
Right.
But the thing that I admire about her most is that she don't get a two-fly smash what you think of her.
Yep.
And she embraces every fucking fault.
Yep.
Like, it's been times I've seen her, she was like, yeah, I got my teeth fixed, motherfucker. You know? like, so she's like keeping it 100. But yeah. I think also with, you know, her success, you have, like, the clones. Like, now everybody, if they can put two words together, you know, they former adult entertainer, rapper, and stuff like that. I'm like, well, where, you know, where were y'all at
but
before?
But I think something even bigger is telling you people craving authenticity. Like, people want that. Like, people want to see somebody who just...
Don't give two flies mad.
You can't claim authenticity if you have a fake ass and fake titties. That's not...
I think you can. She's saying, I purchased these things. Like, it's still... She's being authentic.
No, duh, because we have the before pictures.
Yeah, so but that's her being authentic. That's still a
she
form
to deny it, though. Like, I shouldn't deny it.
I appreciate it.
But also, I think that boils down to what some of us men like. Because, you know, I really think men... set the tone when it comes to female beauty.
That is so true.
I remember, you know, when we were growing up,
sad,
you got clowned if you had a hair weave.
Yes.
You got clowned. I mean, like 110%. Then somewhere between the late 80s and the early 90s, it just got acceptable.
Well, when they seen artists and famous people doing it, that is acceptable. Just like the whole...
Because I just remember we used to clown the shit out of somebody that
Lil Wayne. Was Lil Wayne was the first one in them tights? The ladies'
jeggings? The
jeggings.
They were so cute.
He was the first one in the jeggings.
Did you say they were so cute?
Yeah.
On him?
They're cute.
On
him? Yeah, they're cute.
You seen my face.
I don't want to see a man squirt them through tights. I just don't want to.
Yeah, because he's going to be the first dude with a yeast infection.
You know, I think I'm one of those people who still, and it might be just because I'm old as hell, but I'm still one of those people that hold people accountable for the words that come out of their mouth.
Right.
And I think that's another big problem with me and artists. I hold you accountable for, considering you know what our struggles are. We're not looking for you to be role models to our kids, because if you were doing your job, your kid wouldn't be looking for a role model on TV or the radio or online or whatever. You have to hold them to some kind of level of accountability, considering they know the problems that we already have right now. The kids are not coming home because they think that they can really live that lifestyle that you live in. Or, you know, they admire the stripper.
Well, they admire what the stripper is able, how the stripper is able to escape. I don't know, is it so much
They don't see that. They don't see that.
I think it is. Well, what I think they see is that they have this, and I don't. I think that's what they see.
Yes, exactly. So, again, the words that come out of the mouth is like, that's how she got
but
it.
I'm
going to act like
but
that.
But I'm going to gravitate to exactly. Because like it got her that. It got her money. It got her status.
Yeah,
it got her respect.
No.
So I'm going to gravitate to that.
It's these kids. They got self-esteem issues. They don't know who they are.
But back to you. What are we going to do about you grabbing the bull by the horns?
Oh, yeah.
We need you grabbing.
I'm singing. Yeah. So this time, everybody hold me accountable. Put myself out there. Hold me accountable.
Cleaning off his desk.
Yeah, I just saw some dust.
It's definitely dust. My bad. Don't even worry about it.
Kim Mills start cleaning off.
Don't worry about it. Because I'm about to get her squeezed or something.
Yes.
You want to go to work?
Where's the Lysol?
My bad.
Yeah.
She going to blow it over here on us.
Yeah, you say. Hey, y'all, welcome to Board and D, where we very disrespectful. But nah, it does get dusty in here, but, you know, I'm working on it. I'm sorry about that. But
I'm sorry. I don't know Camille's resume by heart, and I probably should, but Camille has done quite a bit.
But one thing I'm about to harass Camille about, let me go put the camera on her. I'm going to need you to unprivate that Instagram.
Is it private?
Because I think when I went to it, it was private. And I'm like, yo, if I'm trying to...
We are cleaning up that stuff.
If I'm trying to, you know, follow you and, you know, stuff like that, I'm like, damn. I'm like, I gotta wait till she unprivate this girl. I'm like, yo, what type of time we on?
My bad.
I'm like, yo.
I'll fix that.
We'll fix that.
No, nah, sometimes you get like stalkers and they be all
Yo, I understand. I understand, but you know what? That's part of the biz.
Yeah, that's annoying.
That's part of the biz.
And once you get to a point where you're too busy, you will not even be monitoring that page.
I mean, you got a lot of numbers. I hear a lot of people that are out there be like, "Yo, I don't read the comments."
Nope.
Don't read the comments. When I put a video up, somebody like, I don't read the comments.
So I always had to stop. Because you know you always had those hecklers in there, and, and they was getting to them initially. So
I don't read them now. So I don't think I'm in.
We got all the music people on. What's happening? What's happening, Andre? Oh my old neighbor Tiffany. She's still gonna be little Tiffany to me, no matter what. What's up, Dollar Bill? Nick, how you doing, brother?
Nick.
Yeah, but I need you to unprivate that Instagram, and I need you not to get too fly smashed what they saying about you, whatever. And then the thirst is always going to be real because you're a beautiful chick. So you always going to have thirst, whether it's private, whether your page is private or not, because the thirst will find you. The thirst will find you. But I just think as, you know, being somebody that's in the public, that's rule number one. You just don't block your page. You just don't make it private. You can have... Like, you know, Instagram lets you have
really
up to 5 days.
You was going to beat me up. You missed it. You was going to beat me up on it, for real.
I'm very big on that.
You know what? I'm about to go in there right now and unprivate this thing.
Yeah, because...
Hold on. Let me take this off.
Man, pretty Ricky from work. What's happening, baby?
But you know what?
What's going on?
Anywhere you go, any kind of interview,
I thought it was
they're going to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that thing, I went to it. It was like, oh, what? I can't see her picture to them like that.
Private.
Well, I mean,
private.
You could definitely have two profiles. You could have one that's for your family and friends.
I would never.
She don't keep up with the one she got. She ain't going to do it. So,
But you know what? That's a very important part of you getting out there.
So, right.
This is a responsibility that you have to take on.
So, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So, now it's, all right, let's go do... I'm inspired to sing this song. Let's go put this out. Let's make a video for it because it inspired that visual, right? So that's where I'm at right now. And if it's inspired in that EP and it's ready and beautiful, which will be this year, it's a goal that I put for myself before you beat me up some more.
Let me tell you what I usually tell when I get to speak to artists, because I'm not deep into music like Prino, but at one time I was. So the ones that,
the account,
you know, kind
of now. Public.
Okay, cool. But yeah, you definitely have to, you know, open up and everything. I'm gonna check it. I mean, even with me and Prina doing this podcast, it's like on occasion I get some people that be like, "Yo, why y'all waste your time?" This and that. I'm cool, but you listening though. You can't unlisten.
Right.
that's my thing. You can't un something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you know,
but for every negative thought, there's a positive one anyway. So whatever.
And then I'm definitely old school. I'm like, unless you say it in my face, it don't matter. You can type up whatever. You can type up whatever.
Wait a minute, we important enough when you get messages like that?
I mean, not all like that, but you know, unfortunately, you know, outside of what we do, I have, you know, another life and people like to come at me and stuff. So because my name is tagged on,
I could imagine.
Yeah, because I have no filter. Yeah, if I don't like you, there's no gray area. If I don't like you, I don't like you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't wish no ill will, you know, except for my daughter, mom. You know.
Stop it.
Damn.
I've been trying to kill her legally for years.
Stop it. You cannot say that. Y'all did hear that.
He said legally for years.
Yo.
You did not hear that.
Yo, because anybody in here that work with me, they be like, yo, whenever somebody pass away, I be like, yo, why they die and my baby mom still walking the earth? They be like, yo, nigga.
Oh my God, you're horrible.
Oh man.
Good grief.
My boy Andre, you know, he's down in Florida, but he wants to, you know, where her music at and everything like that, and what's going on up there and everything. I'm going to have to put her stuff in the comments because, you know, her page was blocked.
But her YouTube stuff I gave you her YouTube stuff, so
yeah,
drop that in there too.
You know, there's her name flashing across the screen and everything like that. You can definitely check her out and check her YouTube. I mean, hopefully that ain't blocked.
It is not.
Lisa say I ain't right. Yeah, you know I ain't got no.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, you right. My baby mom gonna outlive me and everybody else. I mean, when the zombies and the vampires take over the world and the comet hit, it's gonna be my baby mom and roaches. They don't know what's gonna be left.
That's a strong woman. That's what I heard. It's a strong woman.
So you wait a minute. Let me tell you about something really interesting that happened to us in New York.
Can we curse on this or no?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I've been.
You have not watched any of the episodes, mind.
Yeah, we got the PG rating on because, like I said, this is new for me and Prina. Like I said, you're episode 6. But me and Prina, our personalities are starting to come out more and more because we were kind of wondering, you know, but people are telling me after the fact, yo, man, I need you to be you. Just the same stuff you talking when we outside, yeah, I need you to be there. So, but now, I put like this in real quick, everybody. I don't dislike my daughter, mom. Let me take it back. I dislike what she did to our daughter.
Okay,
and the pain she put my daughter through, that's what I dislike.
Okay.
But honestly, you know, it is what it is.
That is usually the case. Mm-hmm.
But enough about baby mamas. We're going to get back to Camille again.
I was about to ask you, what she do?
We're going to talk about that off the air. We're going to talk about it. Yeah. Right, my boy Dollar Bill said, be yourself.
He going to open it up.
Right.
And my boy Jarrell, he hears me say it all the time. He said, yes, he can. He has not been successful. She's still alive.
Horrible.
Yo, cause I'm like, she don't swallow no bleach. She don't play in traffic. She don't do none of that.
No antifreeze smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you that recipe.
Okay.
No Clorox enemas or nothing. Nothing. She won't
wait. All I'm wondering is, what did she do?
We're going to talk about that, but like I said, we're here for you. Yes. And what I would love to see for you is, I would love to see you sharing more.
Yeah.
Like, people love the process.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
I love the process.
So, when you writing that song, you in the studio, if you do a quick 30-second or 60-second Instagram or whatever, or have somebody there. Like, we all got that niece, nephew's friend that want to hang out and stuff. Right. Here, friend, take my phone. And that could be your social media marketing. Right there, because that'd be something that your friend will carry on through your career. Be like, girl, remember we was in the studio and I was holding your phone and, you know, you were singing that one part and I put the wrong part on there because you kept messing up that note. You know, the little funny stuff. That's the stuff you want to put out there, you know. Because the more people relate to you, the more they'll buy into you.
Yeah, we got plenty of...
I said, but I can't. See, if I focus on that, that's the thing that'll make me turn and run.
Yeah.
But, hold on. Hear me out before you beat me up again. Mm-hmm. But what I've learned, right, is just to do it because I love it. Mm-hmm. And to put it out there and share the things that I love. Because if I love it, maybe somebody else might love it too.
Yeah, because your words might...
That's where I am. It's a process, though.
I think my job for her is to take the pressure off of her. So,
but it's a process, right?
Right.
So this is where I am in the process.
Because you will be surprised who's inspired by your words and your journey.
Yeah.
Because I've had, on occasion, I had people come up to me.
That I know.
And be like, yo, that stuff you was talking about, man, that, you know, it hit me here and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, Andre's gonna send a track. Yeah, Andre, I'll go ahead and you know, you can message me on the site or, you know, my email's still the same. You know, there you go. I'll put it in the comments. Yeah, he wants to send you a track to sing.
For real?
And everything. Yeah. As a matter of fact, for those
that,
you know, might have been tuned in earlier when we had a little audio problem, I'm gonna ask Camille to sing maybe a bar or two in a cappella real quick. You know what I mean? We're gonna put it on the spot. This is team on the spot.
Ha, 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 ha.
And everything?
You
can sing whatever. It could be a cover. It could be
whatever.
You know, just let the people know what you're singing.
Do you with me? Something about me. How with me?
So I'm going to do something. All right. Forever, forever told what to do. Telling me what I cannot say and cannot do. How to dress, how to stand on my own. Go to college, find a job, stand up alone. It's the way it's always been done. Don't get no piercings, no tattoos. Straighten your hair, afro hair don't look too good. Fit in, adjust, don't fuss, fit in, adjust and smile. But something deep inside of me is screaming and longing for more, asking me what I stand for. I am not ashamed. Gonna cut the puppeteer strings, gonna break all the slavery chains. I am not ashamed. Maybe I'm a misfit, maybe I'm misunderstood. So that's a little bit from Misfit.
Oh, man. Damn. Give it up. Give it up.
Do the ooh. You gotta do that part.
Ooh. Oh, what's the...
Something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She sings opera.
I ain't gonna break nothing. She sings opera. Mm-hmm. Like,
she sings opera.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man. Yeah, go ahead, girl. Now put your confidence belt on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me go get my Superman cake, put it on.
Don't
so,
do that.
So she could be super confident.
Put it on her. Yeah. Okay, I was about to say, don't put it on you. We're not ready.
Nah, I'm still working on them abs. right now, I'm down to one kid.
Stupid.
Trying to work on them abs, man.
So here's something funny.
Yes.
While we were in, was it Queens? When we were summoned to Donnie McClurkin's recording.
Yo, they love your voice in the comments.
That was cool.
Ray, that's what's up. Thank you. And Dollar Bill said, you know, lovely voice and everything.
Cool. So she was performing in Queens. She she opened for Avery Sunshine in Queens. Mm-hmm. And Donnie McClurkin's production manager was in the audience. As well as the operations manager for Hot 97, Skip Dillard. So, when she's done, first of all, Avery Sunshine is at the bottom of the stairs doing this. You know, that's great.
Wow.
Right. So they come over to her, Donnie McClurkin's guy.
First of all, like, you gotta stop there. If y'all have not heard Avery Sunshine sing,
she's awesome.
She is amazing. Her control is amazing.
Yeah, on them keys. She played that keyboard. She kicked her shoes off. Yo, she was...
Yo, real quick, Jarrell said, so soulful, I'm going to need her to be on that Black Panther soundtrack ASAP. That's what's up.
Black Panther Part 2.
That's crazy. Like, I don't see my voices being soulful, but right? That's what it is. That's what it is, though. Like, that's how people perceive it, you know?
Hmm.
And that's interesting, but that's good, right? Because it connects with
good.
The soul.
Yeah.
So I'm all right with that.
Hey, Monty, I see you watching now, man. We got to link up, man, because I would love to get you up here so we can probably spend some time and talk about the stuff that we used to do back in the
80s. Oh, my.
Because a lot of people don't know that, you know.
That's because they weren't born yet.
Well, you was here.
That's the
You was
question.
Here. Yeah, because, like, you know, shoot, we was doing music when it was just for the love. We, you know,
like,
we did shows and stuff like that. Like, we did shows and had to go to school the next day. It's like six of us splitting 200 hours. You know what I mean? But we was cool with it. We was cool with it. Yeah, I got to get Monty up here because Monty, man, we can go back to, like, back in the breakdancing days. I wasn't breakdancing. I was the DJ. But I would hold his jacket while he did the thing. Yeah, Monty used to party. And then we can, you know, I know Monty probably like, oh, yo, you going back too far. But I'm like, yeah, I remember when EST stole Monty's haircut.
Yes. Stole his haircut, really?
The Gumby? That was Monty.
That's too funny.
That was Monty. Yeah, EST took that. He took that ball around, but he was like, I'm going. Yeah, he took that from Monty and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I need to get Monty up here. Greg was happening and everything. Andre said, nice voice from Apollo Beach. Like to hear my Delaware peeps and everything. Yeah, because Andre definitely gets down, too. So definitely going to, you know, link up because he wants to send y'all a track and everything. That's his email there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is this Andre that I know?
Nah.
There's so many Andres.
I know.
It's a popular name. And everything. But yeah, you sounded, oh my God, beautiful. And you got Avery Sunshine, you know, bowing down. And you said
Donnie McClurkin, the production manager, was like, hey, I'd like, how long are you guys going to be in town? And we were like, well, we were going home after this show. And he was like, well, could y'all come on over to, where the heck did we have to go?
It was a church.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
We was like, wait a minute, we in New York. What you mean in Rhode Island? We had to go to Rhode Island 2.5 hours out to go to his private live recording. So we got there. Sissy Houston was there.
Oh,
that
wow.
Yes, cool. Yeah, and that was the week that Bobby Christina died. So it was a little weird. Mm. She was there, was cool. And Sissy Houston was there. And all of, like, those big CBS and all of the label cameras. And it was weird. It was good, but we was tired. We was so tired.
Trying not to seem awkward, you know, trying to praise the Lord on this live recording. That was the only awkward part about it. But other than that, it was awesome.
It was pretty cool. It was awesome. Cool that, like, that those kind of things can happen. You know what I mean? Like,
But they just popped up and said Rhode Island. Like, it was around the corner.
Right. We like...
Like, yo, let's go to Rhode Island tomorrow. You know, probably. I'm looking at Camille like, brother, be sleepy.
I'm looking at Camille like, you got to work at midnight, don't you?
I think then, yeah, I was working like overnight. Because I was trying to go to school during the day. I was trying to go to school during the day.
So you got written up that day, huh?
And I think, no, I went to work.
Yeah. Like, I got 10 minutes sleep. She slept while I drove home. Yeah. Mm. But, I mean, how do you tell Donnie McClurkin's people no? Like, nah, no thanks.
You don't.
That's what we were looking like. How do we say no?
I can't say no to that.
You don't. You show up.
You showed up.
Exactly.
Yeah, Andre just sent me the track. Yo, what's up, Lanny? What's going on, family? Andre's good, man. Yeah, I had the privilege of taking some photos for one of his EPs a couple years back and everything. Ooh. So I appreciate the work on that. But yeah, girl, like you definitely got good ass voice and blazing personality and humble as fuck. So ain't no reason you should not be out here, you know, doing that and sharing your gifts with the world. Yeah. You really should.
Full-time basis.
Yeah, and don't worry about what nobody say, because they still going to talk about you whether you do it or you don't.
Yeah.
Shoot.
That's for sure.
I want you to be just as confident as that dude down Miami Beach with them Speedos on, and he my size. You need that type of confidence. Confidence where you like, remember that Southern Comfort commercial where the dude was walking on the beach?
Oh, my God.
And he was partying. Yes. He didn't give two fly smash what you thought. And he had his little Jesus piece on with his taco meat out. He didn't care. That's the level of care you need to get to.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She won't turn away. She won't turn down the challenge. I will say that. No, Camille has stepped up to the plate for all kinds of stuff. Like, a 10-city tour.
I don't think it's a matter of, like, confidence. It's just being able to take responsibility. And I think that's what I was running from. Like,
committing
I don't
to the
be,
long haul.
Yeah, I don't want to be connected to nothing. What if I change my mind? And like, all the stuff. You know, but then... Yeah. But beyond all of that, beyond all the fear that I guess I was having.
So real quick, were you in your mid-20s?
Yes.
I wasn't going to ask the number because I'm just in respect to ladies' age. Yes. Yo, do all you can, because the longer you wait, the more you'll sit back and be like, damn, I really should have
Having some sort of regret,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't believe in that.
And regret is not good for the heart.
Mm-mm. It's heavy. It's another one of them things.
It's too heavy. So...
too heavy.
I mean, it's best to give it a try and be like, yo, at least I did this shit. Then
she's done a lot, though. She kind of dumbed it down. Like, you know, she's done a lot. She's performed at Kelsey's. She did an encore at Kelsey's. She was asked to do an encore at Kelsey's. Mm. She's been at Warm Daddy. She's been to the Big Easy before they closed in Jersey.
So you done stepped on the stages and stuff. You did more
World
than...
World Cafe Live a couple times.
Yeah, you done stepped on the stage and did more than the naysayers talking about you, or the naysayers that would talk about you have done. That's the way I look at it. But like, all right, well, let's line these resumes up since I ain't shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to deal with a lot, you know, being, you know, a photographer, you know, cats would be, you know, us, I ain't nobody could do that. Let's start lining up resumes then.
I don't know. To me, that's too much energy focused on that right there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's for me to do.
You know, if I got 100%, right? This is how I look at it. Maybe this sounds crazy, but if I have 100% at the beginning of my day, right? Mm-hmm. Then whatever I give my attention to, I'm taking from that 100. So if I'm focusing on the naysayers, then I'm never going to get nowhere. But if I focus on me, and I think that's where I'm at now, where I'm being a little selfish with what I really truly love about myself, and I'm just diving in. And I'm loving the shade.
That's my job. I'm the shade blocker.
Shoot, we could all use a preener block in the shade.
I am the shade blocker.
Because, you know what? I need to, I'm definitely going to, you know, put that in my book to learn how to do. So if I start off with 100, all that stuff I give you is pulling away because, I go from zero.
Building, taught you something.
I go from zero to Petty Pablo like this.
I can't. It's too much.
He does the petty without effort. It's not even.
What we say? I'll pass.
Right. I'll pass. I like that.
Shoot.
So.
I'll pass.
And that's the best thing when you pass. You it's all right. Okay. That's a lot going on.
Yeah, I block that shit. Yes. I don't have a problem with that. That's my job.
My boy Jarrell wants to know, do you enjoy working with other artists as far as singing or writing? And what was your best or worst experience while collaborating? Damn, Jarrell, see, I know he need to be in my spot so I can just do the technical stuff when it comes to... I'm not so much in the musical. I can ask all the lowbrow questions, but these are them real good questions. I'd be like, But if it was something... If it was something like, yo, what kind of lip gloss she use? I can ask those questions.
That I've enjoyed working with. I mean, I've kind of, so different studios that I go to, sometimes I'll get called back just to do simply like background vocals or stuff like that. So sometimes it'll be a song that maybe I'm not really feeling, but I just do it because I want to stay in practice of just singing, period.
Okay.
I don't know if that's really like, would you call that selfish? No. Or that's just me trying to stay in practice?
Because I mean, so, it's kind of sort of the same situation in New York. Because some of that stuff.
Like, you don't really want to do it, but you do it because you you need the practice.
Mm-hmm. So, Camille, she recorded, I don't know how many songs it was. It might have been like 3, maybe 4. Mm-hmm. Was it 3 or 4 songs? With the engineer that recorded Monster for Eminem. And the forgot about that. And the producer who actually made the track.
Okay.
She's had some songs from what the heck was his name? Frequency.
This is the stuff you good at.
Like, I suck remember that stuff.
I'm sucking names. I apologize.
She's like, that's the stuff you good at. So yeah, you know, print earn that check.
Off the top of my head, she's done some collaborative stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And I've worked with some really cool artists.
PC.
Oh, PC Local. Definitely, for sure.
Yes, PC Beats. PC. She's done some work with PC Beats and Monty and who else here? Kolb.
Mm.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. Good dude.
Yeah.
Truly.
Oh my God, with
TC.
Yes, TC. Oh my God, another one. That was, you were still in high school, right? Oh my goodness. They wrote a beautiful wedding song. Beautiful, called Truly. And TC just sat down and started, I think I told you this, where he just sat down, came in and started playing these. We like, wow, like just off the cuff and it becomes a song. He was
TC
so
was,
talented like
man,
that.
Man, so sad that when we lost him because I didn't meet TC till about I would say about 2009-2010, and you know, he carried me along to a couple places and to take some pictures of him and everything like that, and every now and then I'll go through them pictures and just remember how that guy used to have us in stitches. Like,
yes,
he was the only guy that had way too much. He had toddler energy.
He had toddler energy.
Like, TC would go on, and I'm like, yo, man, I'm tired.
Like, wait a minute, that's us at the studio.
Comes from another place.
That was us at the studio. We put him out, and then like 5 minutes later, his face is pressed against the glass. Like, I look like he ain't going nowhere. Just let him back in.
He was a beast, man. Rest easy, homie. Was always ready
to jump in and help too.
Right.
He'd jump in and help if you was stuck, you know, writing a song, if you needed chord played. So, Camille's worked with some folks here.
Oh, man, my boy Fred G hopped on there. That's another person that could tell you about, you know, back in the day when I was heavy into music and stuff.
Yeah, Fred G's.
What you used to do back in the day?
I was a DJ.
Okay.
And actually, what was your DJ name?
Said technical.
What was your DJ? Wait, hold on. What was your DJ name?
What?
DJ Tuck and stuff?
No.
What was it?
DJ Swung Low.
Now I know you.
But nah, what a lot of people don't know is that I'm part of the reason that Fred G got into music.
Nice.
Because I needed an MC, and Fred was there, and I was like, Fred? He's like, what? So I need an MC. And then He took that ball and ran with it. Like long when I went to college and was hanging up the turntable. See, he said my name right there. When I went to
DJ Rush.
When I hung up the turntable and stuff, he was doing amazing stuff with Project X. He was doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And everything like that. And I kind of felt like, that's my little brother. I want to hit him. You know, he took it further. And I adored him for it. Monty had a lot of input in my early career and everything, because I was pretty nice on them turntables though.
Okay.
I was pretty nice. I mean, I kind of wish we had Instagram and all that stuff back then, right? There was some footage and some stuff that, you know, I was smashing motherfuckers on them turntables.
Wow.
Coming from Newcastle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, those was the days, man. But yeah, man, you worked with some really heavy hitters in here in Delaware. You know?
Right. Those are like the names in Delaware, right?
So I would definitely say, you know, oh, thanks, Fred.
What Fred say?
Oh, he was like, yeah, I was better than nice. And then Tiffany, she was my neighbor. She was like, yeah, it's DJ Rush. He used to wake us up early morning with that noise. Damn, Tiff. Yeah, Fred, I need to get you up here, man, so we can talk about, you know, your journey with the motivational and you training people to be leaders and stuff, man. That's what's up, man. I love to see my people doing good, man.
Yeah, nice.
I love to see them doing good. Just like I love to see Prina when she ain't got her gun on her hip.
So, here we go again. You know, I'm not going to be able to live this one down. So, I left the gun range one Sunday and came straight here. And I forgot that I still had it on my hip. So it was scratching me when I sat down. So, I took it off and sat it up here. It was in a holster. It was unloaded.
I can't even imagine you with a gun. Oh my God.
He made a big deal out of it. He's like, she walked in and slammed it on the desk. Boom, like she's trying to make a statement. That is not what I did, Tom.
Did she though?
But you got to understand, when me and Prina get together, there's always something that comes up that I talk about.
That makes me want to take off his pinky toe. Mm. So I guess that's probably why he was concerned.
Mm. Yeah. And then I don't look at Hennessy bottles the same.
Oh, please, don't go into this again.
Nah, I ain't going into it again, but we'll talk about it after the camera stops rolling.
I would like to know.
You don't want to know. Stuff. Don't tell my daughter that kind of stuff.
I would like to know.
Oh, thanks, Fred. But yeah, I'm just really trying to do something where we share the great talent that we have in DE. Because a lot of people like to say, you know, when you talk about DE, they'd be like, it's boring. So that's where the whole name comes from, Gordon DE. And okay. I asked Prina to join me because I needed somebody that
can
ring me in. Because, you know, I can go ADD and I can go somewhere left. And Prina be like, no, stay on task. And she's not intimidated by me anyway. Actually, the intimidation the other way around. Because Prina got that mama voice where she be like,
she do that.
She be like, tell.
Really?
I love you. But it's needed, though. It's needed.
Mm. Wait a minute. You know what? I think I really do.
Yeah.
But it's needed. Like, that's Cardi B a gift.
I said it last week, too.
And you can't tell me that your house wasn't the hangout house.
My house, the hangout house.
Yeah, where, like, your son's friends and everybody come over.
No, I don't do that. Mm. I don't allow that.
Oh, you don't allow that?
I don't like smells, and I don't like my stuff being moved. However, when Camille was in the group. Anything
is possible.
Anything is possible. You right about that, Jarrell. Mm. When Camille was a teenager with the girl group, mm-hmm. They hung out in there and,
yeah.
I mean, but they were doing their thing. Like, I leave them, they were singing, rehearsing. Yeah. Wait a minute. You know what? They did. Didn't y'all do some shows for Funkmaster Flex?
Yeah, and then with B2K and the.
Oh, right? Yeah, I forgot about that.
Softball joint.
Yeah. Know, so. Oh, they did the celebrity softball thingy here.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, for Duffy.
Yeah, Jarrell. So, have you ever competed musically or would go on The Voice or any of those shows?
Honestly, I'm not interested.
We did The Voice.
I did The Voice.
She didn't want to. I kind of dragged her.
That's not really, but again, that's not really my thing. But maybe, you know what I mean? You always need somebody to help.
There's always kind of sort of a purpose as to why we do what we do. And I mean, even that was a bit of an experience.
It was, but one that I don't know. I just appreciate because it took me out of anything that takes me out of my comfort zone. That's kind of where I'm at right now. So,
you see, you're not going to be in your comfort zone now. But I think that's what she's learning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm in the place where I'd rather be outside of my comfort zone.
Being uncomfortable is when shit happens.
You ain't lying. It is. You ain't lying. I'm good outside of that. So, I'm good.
Hell yeah. But yeah, man, I appreciate everybody joining and everything. And like I said, we definitely gonna work on, you know, the music thing. But I'm glad, you know, Camille shared, you know, a nice little acapella with us from her song Misfit. Yeah. I was really feeling them lyrics too. It was
her,
all right.
I'm gonna get her to hit that first of Ave Maria, taking us out of this joint too.
Yeah, and see Andre stationed, and he's down in Tampa. He said he'd like to see some acts down here in Tampa, so that might be something. You know, you work some magic with that song he sent up. You know, that might be a nice little plane ticket going down there and expand your brand. Yeah. You know, because Prina got ample vacation time.
Why are you spending my vacation time?
Because you got to go, because she ain't going to be focused. Somebody got to be holding the phone up talking about. And matter of fact,
and I get everything.
Very for true.
Future note, and they'll be rolling her eyes at me. I get everything.
Future,
I'll be like,
future reference, I want y'all to start filming like this. So we can see the whole picture. I'm tired of y'all doing like this. I want y'all to go like this.
Yeah, always.
You know what I mean? So we can see the whole piece. So when you upload it to YouTube, it looks good. Instead, you got the thing like this, and you got the bars on the side where you got the blurry version behind it and stuff. Yeah, we need y'all to
start. And for those of you who go like to her this. YouTube page, and if y'all see that footage from the TD Bank Arena when she opened for the Braxton Chick, she gonna look like a grain of rice on the stage because I just got my GoPro like 2 days before, and I didn't know how to use it. And it looks like I was sitting like 30 rows back, and I was actually in the 7th row. But she looked like a grain of rice on stage. It was hilarious.
You ain't no zoom out.
Listen, you know either you was zoomed out. You know I don't read manuals. I had the manual on my lap at the show. You know I don't read manuals.
So, but ain't that it though? The work in progress?
Yes.
Like just do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do it anyway.
Okay, she did open up her Instagram. Hey. We're cooking with gas now.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, we cooking with gas now.
Yes. Oh, that's Warm Daddies.
Yeah, I was just trying to copy the...
Ooh, look at the audition. Oh, she auditioned for... What was that? Empire.
Oh, it's horrible.
It was not. She said it was horrible.
Yo, did she just really say she horrible?
No.
She said the audition was horrible. No,
it wasn't.
Shout out to Ivan Thomas. He recorded that for us in Roddy Square. That was cool.
That was awesome. Yeah. That experience. I think him shooting me was a better experience. Today was... Now, working with him, he's so awesome.
He shot you at World Cafe Live, too.
Yeah,
Ivan good people, man. He definitely Ivan. He definitely famous.
What were you playing? Because that's her... That's
I'm putting her stuff in the comments and stuff.
Oh,
you know
snap. He sure is. He's dropping your videos
Yeah, we dropped the He Loves Me cover at Warm Daddy's and... Your audition video
for Empire. Yes.
And you got some good pictures and everything on here. Okay. I'm like, this is nice to see. You know.
He ain't gonna ever let you live down.
You know what I mean?
I don't mind.
That thing was, you know,
Stop it! You know what I'm saying.
That was blocked like the good deodorant at the drugstore on Market Street.
That makes me mad. Why would they take that behind that clear case? Like, really?
Because people go home.
How about you not charge $8 for deodorant? That's crazy.
Well, how about the one when you go to the other drugstore that's on the cusp, like it's in the good neighborhood, but it's right next to the bad neighborhood?
Yeah.
They have the ones when you live on the door, like...
It makes all this noise.
No, oh, it talks to you.
Now,
the one that talks to you, be like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, this is a security measure. Well, you don't mean
do
I'm
you
need help
on aisle 8? I'm like, no. Did I ask for help on aisle 8?
What?
Yes.
I have never
you
run into
this. You
lift
the thing up to get the deodorant, and it tells everybody your business.
Yeah.
I hope they don't ever put the tampons behind there.
Mm.
Crazy.
Oh, what? Thanks, Amir. He says, a good show. Great, good visual and everything like that. Yeah, man. If you go to enough drugstores, you hit the one that's on the cusp of a good neighborhood and the bad neighborhood is less than a quarter
that's
mile
hilarious.
Away. Yo, man. Cause what the Family Dollar out here talk to you when you walk in, be like, welcome to Family Dollar.
Wait a minute, what
video
you talking about?
The one next to Food Line.
But what it say? We video what?
It tells you it's basically thank you for walking in Family Dollar. We videotape for your protection or some shit like that. Like, it's
anxiety.
For my protection?
Yeah.
Oh, alright.
For your protection.
Yes, they say so.
They protecting you.
From?
Theft.
Okay.
But yeah, y'all, definitely check out Camille's videos. And if you like what you hear, definitely leave her a lovely comment. Prina or Rita, she won't. Definitely follow her on her Instagram.
We never lie.
Definitely follow her on her Instagram. We're going to try to convince her to start sharing little snippets of her throughout, you know, her music creation process, what she vibing, because I truly believe the more people can relate to you, the more they'll buy into what you offer. You know what I mean? Like, think of some of the artists that you listen to and, you know, how you can go into little tidbits about them, or maybe you follow them on social media. I'm not saying you got to be an all-out stalker, but, you know, just if I can relate to you, I most likely will buy your music. Because let me tell you, it's this song from, I heard it on Pandora, and I love the song. And I actually reached out to, like, I was trying to find the video for the song, but it was one of those, it was a collaboration. And the girl that sings it, she was on Twitter. Yeah, I love you. Her name's Anisha, and the guy's Casey Benjamin. It's on Brandon Williams' album. Lovely song. I wrote to her on Twitter, was like, yo, your voice is killer. Is there more? You know? Is there more? Like, that song is on repeat, and it's one of them things I told you that I didn't hear it through the normal channels. It just popped up on my Pandora based on my likes and stuff like that. Yep, and I was like, oh, man. So I said, you know what, Pandora? You can go ahead and get this $4.99 a month. Because I don't want no commercials. And I might want to run it back. You know what I mean?
I heard that. I considered doing that, too. I think I'm just going to pay for it.
I did a title.
Yeah.
I'm still holding out. You know, I still got my little 3 months thing.
Just go for it. Just go for
it. Man, that's too much money, man. Too much money, man. I ain't built like that. I work for a living. But yeah, I appreciate everybody tuning in and everything like that. He said anything on iTunes and Tidal and Spotify, or is it a timeline where she's streaming sites? Will we be blessed with your talent? So he wanted to know if you got anything out there that he can purchase or listen to or stream.
So right now, everything's just on YouTube and Instagram and things like that. So
that project
this year, definitely the EP will be coming out for sure.
Any time frame on that?
No, I'd like it to be out before the end of the summer, or the beginning of summer, actually. Mm-hmm. So I could do a few shows during the summer.
That's
the plan.
And like I said, I hope to have you back once the EP drops and everything.
I'd love to.
I predict with the warmer weather coming around soon, me and Prina might take this act on the road. You know, we had a couple offers to come broadcast live at a couple other places and stuff like that. And
love it.
You know, we definitely appreciate the support everybody gives, and I understand, and I love the fact that everybody understands that we are a work in progress. Like we are trying every show to make it better than the last, and it really has nothing to do with the talent we have here. It's just me and Prina trying to identify and actually give you what you're tuning in for. So I appreciate that.
That's pretty cool.
Let me go ahead and flash Camille's information up there again and stuff, and definitely show her some love and follow her. She's a beautiful girl, pretty tea, which is always a plus.
It's a pretty teeth.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, when people got teeth that look like they throwing up gang signs, you know, I have a problem with that. And stuff.
We're stupid.
But, yeah, we going to go ahead and fall back and fall out. Our shows are getting longer and longer. You know,
we're having fun.
Yeah, we definitely having fun.
Interesting material and all that good stuff.
And I appreciate everybody coming out. We going to go ahead and
take us out with that first verse of Ovid. Let's do it.
Oh, she's talking to you.
For you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
still in. Ave Maria, some opera. You want opera.
I want opera.
Real quick, before you start, Andre said he'll be up here in a few weeks. Let's do some live stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Andre. I might have to get you.
I'm Andre.
You know what? Let me know when you come up here so I can, you know, we can plan a show around you and get you to come through and, you know, talk about your music, and maybe we can sneak Camille back in and, you know, see what we can do.
And she's actually going to be doing Wilmo Wednesdays here. I just remember that. That used to happen at the Grand.
Is that Ernest and Scott?
Right. So she's doing February 28th and March 28th.
And that usually starts about 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ernest Scott on 9th and Market in Wilmington. You can catch her on February, what's that, 28th?
28th and March the 28th.
March 28th, okay.
Yeah, Jeremy Gabriel.
You know, I could definitely swing by. And Jeremy, and he's a good person.
Yeah,
good
Jeremy's people. Cool.
And everything. Yeah. Hopefully, you can probably set something up and broadcast from there.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but it got to be warmer, though. You know, if I got to carry stuff, it got to be warm. I ain't trying to do too much work in the cold. Sorry, baby girl. It's all on you.
All right. opera. Right. Mm-hmm. Ave Maria. You said first line. You said first line.
You ain't got to do no more.
She did the thing, but you should have seen Prino over like,
no, not this one. I'm like, you ain't got to do no more.
She did.
Go, Prino put you to work.
Stop it.
That's Joe Jackson over there.
Oh! Squabble's dad is Joe Jackson.
Okay.
He got that.
Well,
he earned that name.
Close.
No, Squabbles was like, they made me so nervous.
He said, get that girl on Man Squabbles' album.
They already working on it. They already working on that.
All right, everybody, we about to be out.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Camille.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Camille.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, join us later.
All right.
Yeah.